Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Folks, we came this close to the terrifying scenario. The Democrats federalized elections. That was the number one bill under Nancy Pelosi when Joe Biden, however he won the presidency. Remake the Supreme Court into a legislature that'll rubber stamp any unconstitutional thing. Pack the court with extra justices and then go wild, taking away every right that we have. Not that they hadn't already done that with censorship. We got this close. In fact, had Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema not said, no, we're not nuking the filibuster last time, we'd be there now, but for the grace of God. And it turns out, though, that that power structure, they almost they got so close, was built on a tower of lies and fakeness. And it's all unraveling. And folks, I'm going to warn you, they're going to get more and more and more violent as it becomes more and more and more apparent that their actual base of support is about 30-35% of the country. That this whole time they have been winning by rigging a system. And that's about to end in a major way. Because the Supreme, did you see this? The Supreme Court just signaled, fingers crossed, I'm not saying they're going to do it for sure, they just signaled that they are preparing to end race-based district preferences. In other words, the fake, unconstitutional, appears nowhere in the law or the Constitution, completely made up by the court system that says to make up for past racial discrimination, you've got to gerrymander Democrat districts where by votes there just are none for Black people. So drawing special districts for one group of people, Black Democrats, not even white Democrats, Black Democrats, where no such district should exist, looking at the one man, one vote way our founders wanted those districts drawn. The instructions were use the census, count the people, draw the districts, apportion them fairly and equally. There is nothing in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It says, well, if there are extra special voters, Democrat voters who happen to be Black, they get a district. That wasn't right then. No, civil rights, redlining, discrimination wasn't right either. But the remedy was fake. And an entire generation of fake representation ensued for the Democrats. Representation that has no basis in population size. Supreme Court overnight signaling, and this is coming from Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and other conservatives on the Supreme, that they're going to end the race-based fake districts. Republicans could gain, they think, up to 20 seats for this. It's not gain. The Democrats are going to call it gain. These are ours. These are the seats that when you watch Donald Trump win in a near, I'd call it mini landslide, We should have a large majority in Congress. We should have 20, 30 seat majority in Congress by what he won, by that national vote, but we don't. And that's, folks, that's why the government's shut down right now. That's why Democrats are starving poor people to try to get illegal immigrants, benefits so they can get to a Chinese-style system. You say, well, the American people don't want this. Why are they doing it? Because of the fake, rigged setup. So listen, folks, we could literally, fingers crossed here, please, God, pray to return to a fair system. We could literally redistrict our way to freedom by finally seizing 20 seats that always should have been ours. By ours, obviously mean Republican. Folks, this could shatter the Republican Party this could shatter the Democrat Party into 100 pieces and shape Congress for a generation through aggressive redistricting. And Trump's already driving the party to aggressive redistricting based on what we've got now, the system we've got now. Because, and I'm going to tell you what's happening here. Again, when the Bush people, the CIA, controlled this party, it was considered, well, you think the CIA didn't control the party? It was run by the Bush family. Who was daddy? Daddy was the head of the CIA. Folks, the CIA has, it's not even de facto, it's not sneaky, it's not shadow, it's right out in the open. He was a Democrat from a family of Democrats, took over the CIA, built the deep state, took over the Republican Party. We're healing from that. And we were not allowed to aggressively redistrict when the Bush people controlled these states, when they controlled the national party. It was considered gauche. No, no, no. Let the Democrats have their districts. They'll scream if we try to factually and accurately redistrict them. So we had that going on. We had to defeat that. Trump has finally totally taken control of this party. He didn't even have total control last time. It was still partially controlled by the Bushes. So none of this fighting was allowed. You got to ask yourself, why don't we challenge the VRA? Why didn't we challenge this very fake, stupid, made up by the court ruling? Because Bush controlled the party. We let them have these 20 seats for years and years and years and years. We're on the verge of shattering that. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to get more and more and more violent. That is the playbook that Karl Marx gave them over 100 years ago. They have always followed it. When they're in the minority, they resort to violence 100% of the time, from Argentina to Cuba to everywhere else. You even look at the Russian Revolution. Violence, because they didn't have the numbers. They always revert to it. And that is what you are seeing right now, because they know how bad they are losing. But this, folks, think about this. If we take back the 6 seats stolen through the census, through fraud, remember over 200 of the managers were caught committing fraud. Nothing ever happened to them. Most of them are still in place. Another 200 people were fired. They were actual census takers. And now, just what, 2 weeks ago, what do we do? I mean, there's so much good news. Chad, I just want to put it all in one place for you. 2 weeks ago, what do we do? We finally got the formula. It was called Epsilon. It was made up by the chief Democrat scientist at Census. It was fake. And we sued and sued and sued to get the formula they were calculating the census by, and he said it was secret. Yeah, secret. Yeah, FOIA law applies to it. And it turns out he was just using it to exclude Republicans and double count Democrats, basically, in census blocks, which means they stole 6 seats from us. We should have. That's 26 seats. Yeah. Like he just said, yeah. Democrats know it, folks. Every fake, rigged thing about this system could, we are on the razor's edge, pray, could collapse. And we could be even freer than we are right now, which is the freest we've been in my lifetime. It's all got to go in the right direction, but it looks like it is. Folks, the times we live in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.